Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives. Positive Perspectives is no ordinary psychic talk show. Positive Perspectives is no ordinary psychic talk show because Melinda Carver is no ordinary psychic medium. Not by a long shot, quite the opposite. You are listening to Melinda Carver, internationally known psychic and sought after guest by radio personalities and international conference coordinators around the world. And this means listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives will deliver the charge of positive energy you need today. Do you need some new, uncomplicated tools and new, easy-to-understand strategies to lead a more positive life? No problem. You are listening to Positive Perspectives. Do you need a boost of information and knowledge to transform your life? Tonight is your night. Welcome to Positive Perspectives. On Positive Perspectives, psychic medium Melinda Carver helps you answer your own problems with insights already within you and around you in the spirit world next door. Most people report being amazed, even stunned at Melinda Carver's abilities, attitude, and accuracy. And unlike distant, unreachable other widely acclaimed psychic mediums, Melinda Carver takes time for the personal touch so important to her guides and the realm of spirit. Yes, Melinda Carver, extraordinarily gifted psychic medium, respected universal light minister, effective and powerful international presenter and workshop speaker, will provide you a personal positive charge, no matter how negative your circumstances. Widely welcomed participant at highly respected metaphysical expos and increasingly popular psychic fairs, Melinda Carver invites in the finest and most respected metaphysical professionals in the world to be her guests on Positive Perspectives. Do you want to get positive? Live positive? Who doesn't? Listen now live. Your life is your choice. Get positive. Live positive. You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives. And now, live in studio, psychic medium Melinda Carver.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, depending on where you're listening live tonight. Welcome to Positive Perspectives. I'm your hostess with the mostest tonight. I'm psychic medium Melinda Carver. We're going to be talking about power manifesting, how you can put your power into working that law of attraction to manifest your dreams and desires into reality. Is positive thinking not working for you? There's more things than just positive thinking to work that law of attraction. We'll be talking about those tonight. We're also taking your calls, 646-915-8066. Don't forget to press 1 to get through the phone queues tonight. We have a lot of fun information tonight for you. And plus, I'm going to talk about upcoming events and guests and a big, big announcement. You're listening to Positive Perspectives. We're going to hear to get that energy flowing in and around you. We're going to hear right now the number one song last week in the United States.
When we let her out, it's so unique. And when we touch, I'm shivering. And no one has to get it, just you and me.
Right.
Because we're just sitting between the trees. I want you forever,
hey,
even when we're not,
hey,
together.
Yeah. Scars on my body so I can take you wherever, life.
I want you,
hey,
forever,
even when we're not together.
So
scars on my body,
yeah,
I can look at you and never,
oh,
yet.
Baby, am I out of my head?
Am I
out of my mind?
Machine Gun Kelly and Camilla. So we're just getting that energy flowing. And here are your positive shout outs for tonight. Our first positive shout out goes to the University of Delaware. Their scientists and researchers just found out, after completing a study, that men can boost their sperm count and become more fertile by eating walnuts. Yes. Walnuts. Walnuts reduce the lipids that damage sperm. So if you are going through IVF treatments, if your husband has low sperm count, if feed him walnuts, make him walnut cookies, put walnuts in his salad. So that is according to the University of Delaware. And our next positive shout out goes to the Put Her on the Map campaign that was developed by advertisers in New York. They want to make state lawmakers to name more places after women. Do you know that less than 8% of the statues, streets, locations, and buildings in the United States are named after women? We have over 50% women in this nation, and only less than 8% are named after women who have been prominent or have had some major notorious scientific breakthroughs and et cetera. So the Put Her on the Map campaign is going to work with states to name and honor women who have made massive, great achievements throughout the United States and name locations, streets, and statues after them. That's your positive shout out. So we're going to be taking your calls all show long, 646-915-8066. Plus, we're going to be talking about the law of attraction. And just to get us going, woohoo, tonight, we're going to do the Oracle card. This is what I do always on the late night, fun night show. So here is your Oracle card for tonight. It is the Keepers of the Light deck that I am using. And that is the Keepers of the Light. It is by Kyle Gray. Sorry, I misplaced it. Kyle Gray, it's published through Hay House. The Keepers of the Light is a new Oracle deck. And the card I pulled is Mercury. Mercury, the god Mercury, for opening communication. With Sunday's new moon and Sunday's sun eclipse, a lot of things that were hidden have been exposed. And this is turning up a lot of emotions out there. Many, many people are getting upset with what they're finding out, what was hidden from them, whether it was something personal in their personal relationships, with their love relationships, family relationships, or their workplace. And Mercury is coming through to help clear up that communication. Open your mouth. Speak your truth. Let people know how they've harmed you, hurt you, or upset you. On the other hand, if someone has made a positive impact in your life, show them your appreciation. Let them know how happy you are with them being in your life. So open those communications with the people all around you to let them know what you have going on with you. And then the tarot card today is from the Tarot of Atlantis. This is by Lescabero. I love this deck. And I pulled the Ten of Swords was the first card. And because the Ten of Swords is so ucky for so many people and they hate this card, I pulled the second card, which was the Five of Wands. And both of these play well together. The Ten of Swords is all, again, about those communications, and it matches Kyle Gray's Mercury, the Keepers of the Light Oracle card I pulled. The Ten of Swords is learning about betrayals, feeling betrayed, or having a betrayal just happen right now or is going to happen in the next few days. And being aware of what's going on around you with those people in your life. The Five of Wands is showing your passion and your ability to meet these challenges, these personal or professional challenges. You are stronger than you know, so don't let someone else make you feel less than, make you feel smaller than you are. So make sure you're standing in your power and speaking your truth this week. Those are the messages of the Oracle card and the Tarot card that we pulled today.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they say that, and they say yeah, and they say that.
Won't stop now. Whoa. Keep your hands up, get them in the sky for the homies that ain't making it, my folks locked down. Whoa. I never win no.
A little bit of all I do is win, just to get that blood pumping, that energy pumping around you. We're taking your call, 646-915-8066. If you want to see me, Melinda Carver, live in person this Friday, I'm hosting a group healing meditation with the Archangel Vibrational Healing Frequencies. You can also join me at my psychic fair that I'm hosting this Sunday, March 5th, at the Yorktown Party Center in Parma Heights, suburban Cleveland. You can go to psychicmelinda.webs.com for more information. I'll also be at the Gift of Light Expo in Columbus, Ohio, on March 11th and 12th. Make sure you mark your calendars. You can learn more about the Gift of Light Expo at giftoflightexpos.com. We're going to keep that energy flowing. So a lot of people out there read The Secret. They've read The Secret. They try to manifest, and then they call me up and say, Melinda, I'm thinking positive, but this isn't working for me. How the hell are you getting to manifest stuff, and I can't? Or someone says, I did everything I could think of to do this, and I didn't get my dream job, even though I have all the qualifications. What went wrong? Part of the problem with the law of attraction is so many people have heard about the law of attraction through the book and the movie The Secret, but they don't realize that the law of attraction is more than just some silly little law. It is a natural law, and it's a natural law, or you could call it God's law, and these natural laws work the same way regardless of what is going on in your life. They're unchangeable. They are unmutable. You cannot change them, and they're going to work the same way no matter what you are going through. And for this, I'm going to show it this way and explain it this way. If you are a hairstylist and you dream about being the CEO of Llewellyn Publishing Company, one of the largest publishing companies in the world, no matter how hard you positively think about moving from hair salon to the boardroom of Llewellyn Publishing, you will not get it. Because there are some steps that you have to take to work with that law of attraction. And just thinking positively or having a positive mind frame is not going to help you. Here's the problem with the hairstylist that wants to be the CEO of Llewellyn. Number one, the person doesn't have the skills or education or the experience to become the CEO of Llewellyn. So if you look at yourself, if you do not have the skills, education, or experience to manifest something or job change, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? A lot of people say, oh my goodness, I need to do something, but they talk. So they don't look at that they have to go back to school. So if you're the hairstylist who wants to be the CEO of Llewellyn, well, you're going to have to move out of hairstyling. You're going to have to go back to college and get a business degree so that you can work at a publisher. You probably also want to start interning at a publishing house because you have to learn it top to bottom to become the publishing company's CEO. So you need to look at your skills, your education, and your experiences and how that's going to make your law of attraction work for you. If you don't have the skills, if you don't have the education, if you don't have the experience, no matter how positive you think, it's not going to work for you. Because you have to have these things in order to move forward. Just thinking about it doesn't make it happen. And that's one of the parts in The Secret that so many people positive, and it's going to happen. You have to look at yourself. You have to really clearly look at yourself. And what are your positives and negatives in your life? And that's how you build on your law of attraction. So if you want to make a change in your career, if you don't have the necessary skills, education, or experiences, what do you have to do to go get them? What do you have to do to apply for college or to begin that process to get the education, the skills, or the experiences? So look at yourself clearly, and then you have to take action. So many people miss this part when they are trying to work that law of attraction. So to help you out here for the law of attraction, to put your own power into manifesting, you have to realize that the law of attraction will attract like energy to you. Like attracts like. It's unchangeable. So if you are a negative person, if you are a Debbie Downer or a miserable Matt, you are going to attract more Debbie Downers or miserable Matts into your life. You're not going to attract Pollyanna. Pollyanna is going to run from you in the other direction. Look at yourself clearly with the positives and negatives that you have to work with. And so many people do not like this self-reflection or this mirror work for that law of attraction. And then when you figure out what it is you want, take action. That is the number one step with the law of attraction, is that you need to take something, because the universe isn't just going to hand it to you if you're not going to take action. That taking action may be raising your hand to say, here I am, universe, I want that. Or you take an action to get out and meet someone. So many people call into this show or have private sessions with me. And the biggest question I hear all the time is love, 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 love. And there's a lot of callers on hold wanting to talk about love, 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 love. But they won't do anything to help themselves attract love. They will stay at home. They will go out with their same friends to the same locations and not talk to anybody. You need to get out and meet people if you are looking for love. You have to make it a focus of your intentions and a focus of your experiences, is to get out and mingle with people. You can do the online dating, you can do the going to the bar or a nightclub, or you could go the volunteering route or shared activities route, but you have to do something. Taking action is the number one step in that law of attraction that so many people sabotage themselves on. You always hear people who are big dreamers, they will dream in big color and tell you their hopes and their dreams. But then you ask them, what are you doing to attain that hope and that dream? And they say, nothing. I'm just waiting for the right opportunity. Well, if you are telling the universe with your thoughts and your energy that you are waiting, the universe will continue to allow you to wait. If you take action, the universe is going to start moving things to help you. So those are parts of the law of attraction people don't realize. The other part of the law of attraction that a lot of people don't realize is the reverse, the flip side of that law of attraction, because each natural law has a flip side. There's a law of compensation and the law of recompensation. There's the law of love and the law of hate, the law of balance and the law of unbalance. There's even Murphy's Law for everybody listening. I'm just joking about Murphy's Law being a natural law, but we are making it into a natural law. Anyhow, the law of attraction's flip side is the law of repulsion. If you want something so desperately and you are desperate to attain that law of attraction item, you're moving your energy into a very negative minefield where you're going to repulse or push away what you most are desperate for. And you can think of it this way. It could be a man who is desperately looking for a girlfriend, and he throws himself at every single woman he meets, regardless if he's attracted to her. He just wants to find a mate. And he's going all over the place, and he's just annoying everybody with where when he comes in there. He has to talk up the ladies. He has to ask them their numbers or say corny lines. And he's just going up to 20 women in one bar, and all these 20 women are watching him go to these other 20 women. And what happens is that he is so desperate, you see him coming, and you're like, I don't want him to talk to me. The same thing with women. There's women who are desperate to have a man in their life, and they're always throwing themselves in front of a guy, or they're always throwing themselves in situations where they downgrade other women because they are desperate to be seen and heard and to find a man. So when you get in this desperate energy, it repulses people. A lot of people aren't like you or I, where we could read the energy. I could read the energy of a person. I could read the energy of a location or a place or a business. But there are people out there who are, will admit it like me. And there's other people, normal, everyday people, who don't have a clue that they are resolving to get away from that person because the person is repulsing them with their desperate energy. So if you are desperate, you have to change that energy. Desperate is not good to manifest with. Same thing as anger and depression. If you're angry or depressed, it's not good to manifest with. These things self-sabotage you. Desperation, anger, and depression. These three are the big kick in the pants to you when you're trying to manifest. So if you start saying, I'm looking for a job, and I can't find anything, well, guess what? God or the universe, depending on what your belief is going to say, okay there, Betty, you don't believe. You keep saying you're looking and you can't find anything. We'll keep letting you look, and we're going to go help Josie over here because Josie's saying, I have this wonderful job, and we're going to help manifest that for her because she's moving the vortex energy forward to get what she wants. If you're very angry, oh, I'm so angry that he asked her out and not me, and I'm going to find another person. If you're trying to manifest when you're angry or depressed, that will just obliviate your goals. It will obliviate the energy that you're putting out there, and you will not manifest. You won't be able to manifest with that bad energy. Another thing that people do to sabotage themselves is not being clear in what they want. These are what I call the wishy-washy people. And some of you listening, you are the wishy-washy people. And this is because you can't make up your mind. Well, maybe I like Tom, but I kind of like Frank too. But Mike's really cute. I want Mike to ask me out. No, maybe I want Tom. No, Frank. If you're manifesting in a wishy-washy manner like that, where you keep changing and flipping your mind over and over and over again, what you want to manifest is not going to come to you either. And the reason is because you get in your way because God or the universe, whichever your belief, doesn't know what to give you because you don't know what you want. So these are some of the tips and advice I'm going to provide you tonight, and we're going to be taking your calls also during the rest of the show, 646-915-8066.
Melinda receives many emails from listeners, like this one from Heather. This is why I love Melinda's show. The variety of guests and topics and conversations and information. All the hard work that's obvious that Melinda puts into every single show. The spiritual and education and growth that I've received. What a blessing, says Heather. And she adds, thank you, thank you, thank you, Melinda Carver. Psychic medium Melinda Carver on Positive Perspectives, Blog Talk Radio, and around the world. And now, Melinda is doing DVDs with Holistic Highway to Wisdom. Thanks for your emails. On behalf of Melinda Carver, thank you.
And thank you for listening. But the bulk of my listeners are found throughout the United States, Canada, and Europe. But I also have a lot of listeners in South Korea, the Philippines, India, Australia, Malaysia, Hungary, and Peru and Brazil. So thank you for all those listeners. You send me emails from these countries. I appreciate your love for the show, and thank you for being a listener here on Positive Perspectives. I have a huge announcement out there for everybody who's just joining us right now. My book with Schiffer Publishing is finally going to be released. It is called Get Positive, Live Positive, Clearing the Negativity from Your Life. This is in the self-help and metaphysical categories. It is available for pre-sale right now on Amazon. I also put that link in the chat room. So you can go to Amazon and type in Get Positive, Live Positive, and you can pre-order your copy. The book debuts May 28th of this year. I'm super excited to have this book finally out there for you. This book was created from a workshop of mine that I created 8 years ago and have been teaching all across the United States. So I'm really excited to bring it to you in book form to help more people all around the world to get positive and live positive. And it teaches you the five variants that cause negative energy to come into your life, and the free or inexpensive tools that will help you clear that energy out of your life. so that you can have the most positive life ever. So you can go to Amazon. It's called Get Positive, Live Positive, Turn the Negativity from Your Life, and it's available right now for a pre-sale. We're going to keep that energy going. We're taking your calls next. Joe Cocker there, feeling all right. I hope everybody is feeling all right tonight.
Psychic Melinda Carver is taking your calls now.
And welcome to the show, 646-915-8066. We're taking your calls throughout the show tonight, answering your love questions, career, finances, or any other subject, spirit messages. It's one question per person. Don't be a little piggy. If you want a full reading with me, I offer those readings for you on Skype, regular telephone, in person, and on Facebook Messenger call. And we're going to Ohio. This is Erica. Welcome to the show, Erica. How can we help you tonight? I hear you have a love question. Hello.
Hi, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Erica. Welcome to the show. And your questions about love tonight?
Yeah, just so. I need to know something about it. I need some. I need to get out there and get moving.
Yes, you do. Here's a song I'm going to play that is just for you because this reminds me of you and your energy right now. Ready?
I'm everywhere, man. For someone who can please me, love me all night long. I've been everywhere, man, looking for you, babe. Looking for you, babe. Looking for you, babe. Where have you been? Cause I never see you. Are you hiding from me? Somewhere in the crowd.
Motivated there, Erica.
Very funny. Very funny. I have been going out and moving around, so I can dance to the beat, but not the words.
That's okay. Well, this is what we're going to do for you, Miss Erica. There's one color that men love above and beyond all other colors. Do you know which color I'm talking about, Erica?
Is it color?
Color, C-O-L-O-R, one color that attracts men.
Would that be red?
Red it is. Red it is. Do you have any red in your wardrobe? Yeah. Red panties, red bra. If you wear red panties and red bra, that ups your energy. It raises your vibrations. It boosts your self-confidence, your self-esteem, and it sends this love energy because the panties are down by your root and your sacral chakra, which is your attraction to other people, and the bra area is by your heart chakra. So when you wear red around your heart chakras or your root and your sacral, it's like this calling card out there in the wild, the energy. Remember when I was talking about people who get really, really desperate and they push people away? Well, everyday normal people, they will respond to that energy, but they also respond to that love energy that you're putting out there. So if you wear red, it is a siren call, especially if you have some little red dress or red blouse or red jeans or red skirt. This draws the eye. Your scientific studies, Erica, they put women in browns and beige, black, blues, greens, pinks, yellows, and red. And they had these men sit at the computers and rate the attractiveness of the women. And it was the same woman. Each guy had the same woman in pictures, but she just wore different colors. All the women were rated the most attractive when they were wearing red dresses. Every single woman.
Well, Too bad I didn't wear it last night when I seen a hottie.
Yeah. The other thing with you is that you are really coy when you go out. You'll look at a guy and you say, he looks nice. But then you wait around for him to come talk to you. Right?
Sometimes. It depends. I mean, you got to fill them out. You don't know what's going on. You don't know who's there, who they're there with. So, you know.
But the problem is that you interview them like you're interviewing them for a job.
I let men talk. I let people lead and tell me what you want me to know. I haven't really been out there in the last 8 years, so I'm not going to do that.
We're going to give you some things here. I want you to wear red, but I don't want you to be coy where you're talking to them and you're kind of, you look at them and then your eyes wander and you're looking at other people and then you look back at them because you're trying to see who's watching you as they're talking to you. So, and it's very hard out there because I'm going to tell you this, Eric, a lot of men don't have balls anymore. They don't know how to approach a woman. They don't ask a woman out anymore. They just stand there and pose and they do that Madonna voguing thing. Do you know what I'm talking about? And they're with their buddies, or they could be with their best friend that's a girl, or they could be with their cousin or their sister, or hell, sometimes they're there with their wife or their girlfriend, and they're going to get, those are the ones that have the balls to come talk to you. The ones that are single and straight, they don't always have the nerve to come talk to you. So you want to make sure that you are putting it out there that you start saying this, Erica. I have a wonderful, loving man in my life now. And you could put your caveat that he's single, that he's straight, and financially secure, or whatever the other characteristics you want. But start out by saying, I have a wonderful, loving man in my life who's single, straight, financially secure, funny, handsome, whatever characteristics you want. But start out with that because you're changing your words. Your thoughts are energy. When you speak them, it manifests and it draws out and amplifies what you're talking about. So I want you to start saying that you have this wonderful, loving man now because that brings him closer. But I'm very proud of you for getting out more. And then they're showing me by June you should be dating someone a lot more than just casually.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yep, so it's by June.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. I thought maybe I had to do some kind of, that's good. That's a good affirmation to say. I'm willing to do what I need to do, to meditate. I would have lit a candle. Heck, I get it, okay, and visualize
yep. Well,
it.
Well, if you want to light a red candle, you could do red candles, but the red is all powerful. That red color, that's the color you want to use, Miss Erica. So I hope that was helpful for you. Thank you for calling into the show, 646-915-8066. And now we're leaving Ohio, and we're going to Missouri, where there's Linda. Hello, Linda. Welcome to the show. And I hear you also have a love question.
Yes, I do. My question is, I'm with someone at this time, and I just wanted to see what you see coming up for me with her.
Okay. What's her first name? Just the first name. Don't say her last name.
Her name's Hannah.
Hannah. So this is
Hannah.
A song.
Hannah
you.
With an H.
Hannah? Hannah? Okay.
Hannah.
Linda,
with an H.
This is for you.
Okay.
The play on your name too, but what I
That's
find
right.
funny is that you saw Hannah and that was it. That was it.
Uh-huh.
You had to see her, talk to her, touch her, get in her sphere of energy.
Yeah.
It feels good to me, you, Linda and Hannah. So Hannah feels good to me. The energy feels strong. It's a good building blocks that you're creating with her right now. And for you, things should start melding and merging more together with her in April. April will be a very strong relationship time for you and henna. I mean, you're doing these building blocks. Everybody gets these relationships and they want to go from A to Z, but they forget those other bumpy letters in between. So when you move through those bumpy letters, sometimes it might make your self-confidence go down a little bit. But by April, mid-April, around the 17th of April, 19th of April, things will be a little bit stronger and feel a lot more focused and more, how do I say it, focused and more together, deeper bond. I don't know how else to explain it. But by mid-April, April 17th to the 19th, it's showing a stronger, deeper bond.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome.
Thank you very much for calling, Linda. Bye-bye. We're taking your call, 646-915-8066. Make sure you call and you press 1, and we'll be back after these messages.
Are you having issues in your life? Are you having real issues in your life? Do you need some help? Do you need clarity on a situation? Do you need a little guidance? We all do at one time or another, and get enlightened. Order your psychic reading or dream interpretation with psychic medium Melinda Carver. Order your psychic reading or your dream interpretation with psychic medium Melinda Carver, and you may get the clarity that you need to get through your long night. Let Melinda guide you through. You are not alone. You are not alone. Call, order your psychic reading or dream interpretation. Psychic medium Melinda Carver.
And welcome back. March is coming up. It's tomorrow, and we're going to start the month out next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern with America's number one psychic, Michelle White Dove, returns to the show for her 8th visit. We're talking about angels and guides and you, how you can get that deeper, stronger connection with the spirit world to transform your life. Michelle will also take your call. She's the author of Ask White Dove, and she talks with angels. She's been all over your TV. So excited to bring her back. And Tuesday, March 14th, mark your calendars for Dr. Stephen Farmer. He's a rock star in our world. He created Earth Magic and Earth Magic Oracle Deck. He also is the author of Animal Spirit Guides and the Animal Spirit Guides Oracle Deck and the Power Spirit Animals Deck and so much more. He's coming back to the show for his 3rd visit. Tuesday, March 21st, White Witch and Priestess Belinda Ridey joins us to teach us how to protect ourselves, open ourselves to love, and bring abundance and prosperity into our lives. We also round out the month with Karen Tate, who's an author of The Goddess 2.0, and Ariel Grace is joining us once more to talk about past lives. If you missed an episode, you missed a lot. Check out all the on-demand episodes for you free right here on Blog Talk's Positive Perspectives page. Click follow the show. Find us on Facebook on Positive Perspectives also. And follow me on Twitter at Psychic Melinda.
Don't miss your chance to speak with psychic medium Melinda Carver.
And our next caller is calling from India. This was Anfram, if I'm pronouncing it right. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello, thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome. How do you pronounce your first name correctly, sweetheart?
If it is to be pronounced correctly, it has to be spelled like U-N-S-H-U-L.
And how do
Anshul.
You pronounce that? Anshul? Okay. Anshul.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Anshul. How can we help you today? What are you calling about today?
I would like to get guidance on my career. And currently I am looking for a job. I have an offer for a job, but it's getting delayed. It's more than 2 months now.
Yeah, it seems like the company put a hiring freeze on where you applied and interviewed. They have a hiring freeze. So they haven't brought in anybody new. They were having a little bit of money problems, so they froze the hiring. Do you understand? They're not bringing in people because they're trying to reorganize and get better finances. So for you, you can continue to wait because you do have that job offer. They're just they're delaying it. I'm going to say it that way. And you can start looking for something else if you don't want to continue waiting. They're showing me it could possibly be a delay for another 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
And with that company that has not brought you on yet. If you start looking for something else and you start applying with another company, you may get hired before the end of March with another company if you start your job search again.
Okay, fine.
So it seems for you, end of March, beginning of April, you would have one other job offer, and that company may, the one that's been delaying sell will be delaying, will come back and circle back. So then you get to choose which one you prefer, which has better money and better benefits and better working conditions for you.
Okay, fine.
All right. Well, we wish you
thank
much
you.
Success, sweetheart.
Thanks
thank
much.
You so much for calling all the way from India. I'm Sal. Have a beautiful night. We're going to keep that energy flowing.
She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry.
Why not call in tonight? Consider psychic medium Melinda Carver your own universal resource. Call in now. Psychic medium Melinda Carver.
Hello.
Hello, Jules. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
I don't know
beep,
what's going on
hear
tonight.
You.
Okay. So, hi, Jules. Welcome from Florida. Welcome to the show. I don't know
thank
what's going
you.
On. We'll have to, Mary, don't hang up because I'll take you next because somehow Blog Talk's going all crazy with the sound tonight. So, Mary, I hear you have a love question. So, what's your question tonight?
I'd like to know if new love is coming in for me.
Yeah, I know you've had this question. You've asked it before a couple other times, and I don't think the answer is going to change much different from the previous times. It's getting yourself out there and mingling with people and being open to it where you're in a calm, centered place so that you're not flowing into that law, the flip of the law of attraction to the law of repulsion energy. But getting yourself out there, May, June, July, things start moving a little bit forward for you, a little bit faster. May, June, and July, they keep showing me for you, Mary. I mean, Jules, sorry.
Okay. Well, good. At least that gives me something to look forward to. So thank you. Appreciate that.
You're very welcome, sweetheart. Thanks for calling. And we'll go back to Mary in New York. Hello, Mary. Sorry about that sound issues. And I hear you have a career question. What can we help you with today, Mary?
Right. Yes, well, I have great news because I was just given an offer today, so I'm really happy about it. The thing is that the offer, while good, is under what I had suggested in my range. But I'm just wondering if it would be okay for me to go back to the potential employer and ask for $3,000 more? And if so, would they be open to it? And how should I go about requesting this?
So congratulations first on your offer today. This is a tricky thing because people know what your range was and they lowballed you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this can tell you one of two things for this company. This company could be either very, very cheap and misery. You know, they don't want to, they're a miser. They hoard the money and they don't want to give the money and they're going to work you to death and give you like a 1% raise. Okay. You can go back to them and say, this was below my range. This was my bottom number of my range. Can we negotiate to get to this point? The two things could happen. They could tell you no and withdraw their offer, or they could say yes and give you that money. I have a feeling, though, that the employer that you received this offer for, they're miserly, very cheap, and they may not give you your lowest range. They will say, nope, this is what we're offering for this position. Take it or leave it. And then you have to decide if you're going to take it or leave it.
Hmm. The thing is that, you know, I would be willing to go below my range, but it would still be $3,000 higher than what I have now. And so I was thinking about approaching them by saying that, you know, I'm really thrilled about this offer, but given the scope of what is expected of me, I was just wondering if another $3,000 could be tacked on to the offer.
Yeah. You
would
can
that be
offer,
okay?
You can ask them. There's no harm in asking. And if you listen at the beginning of the show, I pulled some cards. It was the Ten of Swords, the Five of Wands, and the Mercury God from the Oracle deck. All this was to clear communications and things were hidden. So, again, my answer is going to be the same thing. You can ask them. They may not give it to you. I just feel they're very miserly and cheap. So you have to decide if it's worth asking for. If that's your dream job and you want to work for this company, you can go and apply and approach it to them, but don't be surprised if they say no. Okay? Good luck to you, Mary. Thanks for calling. And we're going to take 702. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Shauna, and I'm calling from Nevada.
Shauna from Nevada. And what's your question tonight, Shauna?
I'd like to see how you feel things will go for me at my work. I'm experiencing some challenges and difficulty with one of the females that I work with.
Yeah, it feels like she has to be top dog and wants everybody under her thumb, and she wants everybody to know that you're under her thumb.
Mm-hmm. Boy, you hit the nail on the head with that one.
Yes, and she just feels to me she is not going to let go. They show her to me like this. This is how Spirit is showing her to me. Spirit is showing her like a dog with a bone, and that all the employees there are the bones, and she likes to chew on you guys and spit you out and bury you. Do you understand? So there's a couple things that you could do to deal with it. One is there a group of you would have to say something to your boss or the HR department about her comments and negativity and her sabotage that she's doing. I'm not sure, because a lot of you guys that work there are very passive, if you guys would band together to do so. Because she's not going to stop, because she's in the alpha position and enjoys that alpha position.
Okay. We're discussing doing that, but we don't know if it's going to do any good.
Well, okay, I'm going to say it this way. If you do nothing, Shauna, this behavior will continue to go on and on and on and on. Okay? If you want that behavior to continue going on and on and on, then you and the other employees should then do nothing. If you and the other employees who have been talking about going to speak to the boss about this person's negative comments and nasty attitude, if you guys banded together, you will be able to make a change. Without banding together and speaking up and opening your mouth, then nothing will change, just like the cards I pulled earlier in the show. So it's time for you guys to stand up and speak your truth and band together, because a lot of you guys are passive. You guys won't say boo to anybody unless there's a group. So you need to get a group together and a group consensus on who's going to speak and how you're going to say it about this woman. Otherwise, no changes will be had. Only your boss is going to be able to make her knock off her attitude and her nastiness and the sabotaging she's doing there. So good luck to
gotcha.
You. Thanks for calling.
Okay,
that's how we do it here. One question per person. Go to psychicmelinda.webs.com for your own private session.
Psychic medium Melinda Carver's very popular workshop, Clearing the Negativity from Your Life, explains the five variants that cause you to attract negative energy. Melinda will teach you the free or inexpensive tools that are found in your home, garden, grocery store, garden center, or New Age store that will clear the negativity around you. Learn how to welcome positive people, events, and items into your life. Now available on CD or DVD. www.psychicmelinda.webs.com.
And we're back. Don't miss my new book, Get Positive, Live Positive. It is available for pre-sale order on Amazon.com right now. The book debuts May 28th. You can get your Prime account, pre-order that, and have it delivered to you on and about that date. Get Positive, Live Positive, Clearing the Negativity from Your Life is published through Schiffer Publishing, and I'm super excited to bring that to you. Don't miss next Tuesday's show, where I have Michelle White Dove, America's number one psychic, TV star, and author, will be joining me for her eighth visit. Dr. Stephen Farmer is on Tuesday, March 14th, and he's a rock star in our office. He is an international best-selling author and a shamanic practitioner and soul healer. We're excited to have him back on. We're going back to the phones. Hello, 845. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Kathy, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Kathy from New York, and what can we help you with today?
There is somebody that I approached maybe just after the holidays, just before the holidays, for a work situation. His initials are EB, and I was wondering if you see him getting back to me and we'll be working together.
All right. I just need his first name. I can't do it with initials. I need a name to latch on the energy of his name. So just his first name only, Kathy.
Sure, Eric.
Okay, so you want to work with Eric once more, and you want to know if Eric is going to come into your sphere at work in a professional manner again.
Correct? Yes, we haven't worked. I approached him for work, but we haven't worked together as of yet, but I would like to work with him, yes.
Okay, it just feels to me that there are a lot of people who ask Eric to work with him, partner with him, and he gets to pick and choose who he gets to work with. Do you understand? And he's very finicky. They show him as like a cat that turns his nose up at the different kinds of fish until he finds the right one. So he looks at different criteria than other people. Like some people will look at for money or for a specific job, but he looks at different criteria. So right now they're showing clouds around your head and his head, which means he has to make decisions yet, and he hasn't made his decision yet. So right now I'm going to say that he has not determined whether he will work with you or not, and he is going through and reviewing your offer against other offers he has, and he has not made a decision yet. And that's as far as I can see, because he's not the one getting the reading.
I see. That's very fair. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Good luck to you. And we're going to be out of time, everybody. We're going to close the show out with Paulina Cassidy's song, Voodoo Lily. You can learn more about Paulina and her art and her books and oracle decks at paulina.ws. Visit my website, psychicmelinda.webs.com, for some great free articles or to order your magical products. We'll see you next Tuesday with Michelle Lightdove. Good night, everybody.